Sandy was a bad dinner guest. Not only did she cause hundreds of millions of dollars in food waste from power outages, she disrupted the region's food distribution network. She also affected local farms. Last Chance Foods producer Joy Y. Wang checked in with them, and she joins me for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Amy.
Was Sandy as damaging as Hurricane Irene for the region's farmers?
It definitely does not sound like it was. For the most part, Sandy brought destruction, but not on the scale of Irene. I talked to Michael Hurwitz, the director of New York City's Green Markets Program, and he's in touch with about 240 purveyors in the area. He gave two examples of farms that saw a good amount of damage. One was Bodai Tree Farm in New Jersey, and they had a lot of their greenhouses destroyed or damaged. Norwich Meadows Farms in upstate lost 7 greenhouses, but Hurwitz said that it's the fish purveyors who are not yet back at the market.
Unfortunately, they're all based in Long Island, where there's limited power, limited gas, limited supplies. So there's no processing facilities open to them if they were able to go out and fish.
So again, not the damage we saw with Irene, but still having problems getting processing plants back up. So that means that the fishermen, even if they were able to go out and get fish, don't have a way to get that to market.
What about the other farms on Long Island? How did they deal with flooding and power outages?
I spoke with Tom Wickham of Wickham's Fruit Farm in Cutchogue, and that's right along two inlets. He said that the biggest problem, even beyond power outages, for instance, was that the tide was so high it breached these dikes that he has surrounding his land.
Not since the 1940s when we put up those dikes have I seen a tide this high. And I suspect that this is a thing that we're going to have to look at in the future. I doubt if this is the last time we'll see that those kinds of historic tides.
So this is a similar theme that keeps coming up. Andrew Cuomo, for instance, the governor, has been talking about again and again how extreme weather is going to keep coming back. And we really have to strengthen our infrastructures to be able to deal with that.
Yes, he spoke about that today. So what does this mean for Wickham's crops? Will it affect what he's able to grow through the winter season and next spring?
At his fruit farm, he still has some apples going, but for the most part, it is going to affect what he's able to grow next year because the salt water has made the soil really saline now. Wickham said that the natural rainfall will help over time, but that they're also going to irrigate through the winter to try and bring salinity back down so that they can grow next year.
We've lost acres and acres of strawberries, thousands of peach and apple trees, and the list just goes on and on, and we're not alone.
So that covers about 10 or 20% or around 20 acres of his crop. But, you know, he says other growers at the northeast tip of eastern Long Island have lost the majority of their land, so he's comparatively all right.
What about farms in New Jersey?
Sounds like northern New Jersey also fared okay. At Stokes Farm, which is just across the George Washington Bridge in Old Tappan, New Jersey, Ron Benagi Jr. said that they started preparing for the storm 4 days before it hit. They ended up only losing power for about 20 minutes. They had a generator, but their neighbors lost power for about a week. In the end, at Stokes, the roofs of two greenhouses blew off, and still, he's like, it's not the end of the world. It's just $4,000 or $5,000 worth of plastic.
It sounds, even though farmers have had problems, it's not so bad when compared with the Jersey Shore communities and with parts of New York City in the low-lying coastal areas.
Definitely. But also, farmers in general, from what I found, they're a resilient bunch. Michael Hurwitz, again, the director of the Green Markets Program in New York, said this.
You know, you got to love these farmers. I walk up to Bill Maxwell and say, how'd you make out? And he said, we're doing good. We just lost the roof of our barn and had some damage to one of our greenhouses, but other than that, we're pretty fine.
So he was talking about Bill Maxwell of Maxwell's Farm in Changewell, New Jersey. And in general, when it comes to these farmers, they all see a certain amount of weather-related damage every year.
So that means the green markets are open and back on schedule?
They are. There's some adjustments. Union Square is currently a staging area for a lot of utility workers. So that market, which is a big part of the green market system, is in Madison Square Park right now.
Thanks, Joy.
You're welcome, Amy.
That's Joy Y. Wang, the producer of Last Chance Foods. To learn more about hurricane relief efforts and area farmers, click on culture at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.